Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Net. I'm your host, Joan Irvine, or Dr. Joan, as some people call me. I'm a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a cannabis advocate, a sex educator, a speaker, and a community leader in Redondo Beach. Plus, at my age, there's a lot more chapters in between that we maybe we'll get into in a future show. And the reason for my show is to really help people have their best life, no matter what their age. In fact, speaking of age, my mantra is baby boomers still rock, and I'm one of them. Did you notice the lead-in song, Living? Oh, I'm going to sing it, but you don't want to hear my voice, but Living Your Best Life, flying high. Well, you'll hear it better as a lead-in. But once again, I'd like to thank Cherise Ray and Steve Smythe for this song. And by the way, they now have a show on this radio station, and it's called Cherise and Steve Unplugged, and they are the fourth Tuesday of the month at 2 o'clock. So back to today, we're going to talk about my favorite subjects: cannabis, health and wellness, sex, love it, and keep the Esplanade beautiful, and local Redondo Beach items. You know, in the past shows, we've discussed cannabis and the local politics surrounding it becoming legal in Redondo Beach, and how consuming the various forms of cannabis can improve one's health and wellness. Today, I am honored to have Michael Backus join me. Michael is the founder of Perfect Blends, a cannabis flower company that formulates special blends, and the author of The Cannabis Pharmacy. And for those who don't know, it is kind of the political, the PC term to use now is flower when referring to cannabis. In the past, we'd use the word term, pot, weed, marijuana, but flower is for the actual flower, which cannabis is a flower. Michael, I want to thank you for taking your time to be here today, especially you came from the Valley.
Oh, thanks, Joan.
So let's get right to it. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I've worked with my company, Perfect Blends, for about 5 years now. Prior to that, I was involved with a large cannabis breeding program and research project that studied the chemistry of cannabis and how it works. And before that, I started a cannabis dispensary.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In Eagle Rock, called Cornerstone Research Collective. Today it's called Cornerstone Wellness. And Cornerstone was the first evidence-based dispensary. We really looked at tried to look at the science of it, tried to figure out how things worked for customers who were using our products. And it's just one of these things where I got kind of obsessed with the science of it and have been working around it and formulating cannabis now for quite a while.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that you do that because I took a look at your LinkedIn, and you had a very successful career being a technical advisor in the film industry, working for large companies like Sony and New Line, and then you switched over to cannabis. You know, how did you switch over? Why did you switch over to cannabis?
Well, I'd suffered from a kind of migraine headache since I was in my teens. Called hemiplegic migraine, and they're really nasty headaches. And unfortunately, in my family, there's a history of stroke.
Oh.
And if I took conventional migraine medication, it could raise the likelihood of stroke. So my neurologist recommended that I try cannabis, and I hadn't really used it since college. And so when I checked it out, it worked. It reduced the frequency of the headaches. But when I asked why, nobody could really answer it, and that kind of led me down this rabbit hole of trying to figure out more about how cannabis works and how it works consistently and how to make products that are consistent and formulated. And that's what led me to, you know, forming Perfect Blends with my two founders, Mo Eisern and Dean Hollander.
Okay. Now, you also have a book called The Cannabis Pharmacy. Did that come first, or did Perfect Blends come first, or did they happen at the same time?
Oh, no, it came first. I started working on the book in probably 2012. It was published, the first edition was published in 2014. And then I did a second edition that was published in 2017. And now I'm beginning to work on the pretty deep into the research for the third edition, which will probably come out next year.
Okay. And also, I noticed that Andrew Weil wrote the foreword for your book. I mean, anybody who's been involved in health, you know, knows that he was like 30 years ago, he was involved in integrative medicine, and not too many doctors were doing that back then. So the fact here it is, 30 years later, he's writing the foreword for your book. How did that happen?
I met Andy initially on a dispensary project that was the first Hawaiian cannabis dispensary. It was in Maui. And Andy was the chief science officer for it. And he, with the other founders of that organization, brought me in to train their staff, kind of be their education advisor. And we became friends, and I asked him to write the foreword, and he kindly agreed to do it, and it's been great. He's an incredible guy, and I'm honored to have him write the foreword.
Okay, great. I mean, I've never met him. I've only heard of him, and he's just has been amazing. So now, okay, so we have the book. So, you know, here you have this book, which we'll get into in a couple of minutes, but you're really working now is discovering novel formulations to enhance the effect and the safety of cannabis, and you were granted 3 patents, which getting a patent ain't easy. And so the fact that you have 3, I mean, congratulations, that's amazing. Also, many people, as you're going to be explaining this, first of all, many people think about cannabis as just getting stoned or high. Not that there's anything wrong with that. There's those times that it's fun. But now we're learning the many benefits of cannabis. And you're talking about your migraines. And more people are using cannabis for health reasons. So I'm really intrigued. How do you go about formulating for different things?
Well, I mean, the thing is that there are a lot of active compounds, physiologically active compounds in cannabis. So we know the cannabinoids. We know the essential oils, the terpenes. But beyond that, there are other compounds, esters, aldehydes, alkanes, all these other compounds. And they gently modify the effects of cannabinoids. And so just over time and working with people, you start to see certain patterns and certain outcomes, and you start to kind of collate the informal data that you're gathering from people who are using your products. Plus, there's also research. There are cell studies. There's preclinical research, and it's really complex because the different compounds are not particularly well understood, and there's a lot of misinformation out there about how they work. And so, you know, you'll hear things like the essential oil myrcene is responsible for the indica effect, when in fact it's probably not. It's probably actually increasing the impact of THC and not making it particularly sleepy or sedative. And so once you start to understand the difference in how these compounds, these essential oils work, you can start to formulate. You can take a variety of cannabis that has a certain kind of effect associated with it. You can blend it with a variety of cannabis that has another effect. And the combination of different cultivars, these cultivated varieties, can give you different outcomes. So that's what I've been working on.
One of the things, I mean, when you're talking about cannabinoids and terpenes and all of that, you know, many people who are like 50-plus consumers, you know, I hate to say they don't know or care about the strains. They don't care about the terpenes, the flavonoids. All they want is results. And so I love your new line. The MedCan identifies rest, which is a big issue with seniors. Relieve, which once again with seniors, we have all those aches and pains, or can. And then euphoria, which is just kind of a nice get high type of blend. And this new line is medically formulated, and it's pre-rolls, which is different than you did before. And you said it's infused with receptor-specific terpenes to help support medicinal outcomes. Could you tell me kind of a little bit more about that?
It sounds super complicated, and it's actually pretty simple. Everybody who's been around cannabis flower has noticed that they develop certain preferences for cannabis aromas. They start to link outcome to the smell. A lot of people want to put their nose in the jar. They start to recognize smells they like. It could be a citrus aroma. It could be a lemongrass aroma. It could be a lavender-like aroma. These aromas actually are associated with terpenes. Terpenes are cannabis essential oils, nothing more. And what happens is that the smell of these essential oils are associated with certain kinds of trajectories. So certain kinds of highs, you'll get a relief, which is a distraction from pain. Euphoria, which is a mood lift. Rest, obviously relaxing so you can go to sleep. These are some of the most common things that people, boomers, come to cannabis looking for. They want a consistent outcome. The thing that's really been a problem for a long time with cannabis dispensaries is that there's crop-to-crop variation, so you get a jar one time of a flower you like, you come back again, it smells a little different, works a little different. All of a sudden, you're kind of struggling trying to find that effect you were originally searching for. So the question is, can we formulate flower for consistent effect? We use a lot of these aroma chemicals that are found and produced by the plant as kind of markers to help us identify what's going to do what. And then we try to accentuate that. We try to, we take extracts from the plant, and we combine those with fresh ground flower, and what we end up with is a formulation that will help you rest, will help you get distraction from pain, or help lift your mood. That's our game. That's what we're going after.
Okay, now, especially with the rest, I mean, one of the things that has been promoted is, like, you know, you want, if you're doing something for rest or sleep, that you need to, that CBN is in there. I mean, so yours doesn't say CBN, CBD. Yours is, here is the strain, here are the terpenes, here's this. So that's a little, it's different than what other people are doing.
Well, we have the cannabinoids on the label, but we don't use CBN. The reason is the CBN is not particularly potent. It's about one quarter the potency of THC. And the evidence base for it helping you go to sleep is kind of slim and kind of old. So we focus primarily on THC and CBD.
Okay. And I think that's one of the things that I find very interesting is having been a consumer for, let's say, over close to 60 years, that, you know, we didn't even know what we were getting back then. I mean, you got it from your local dealer and you did that. But even now, I mean, now that research is being done on these, then you're, and people like you are really going through that formulation. You're a lot of the things, because it was indica and sativa, and now they're going, that's not really a definition, or, so we're learning a lot as the research can be done. You're kind of at the beginning of that. You're at the forefront of that. And so how do you, when you're working with people, kind of get them away from the old way of thinking to the new way of thinking?
Well, I mean, they know what they want. People know what they want. And often they, like, it's one of these things where when people try it, they recognize the effect. It's not going to work for everyone, but it will work for the vast majority of people. The thing that's really interesting is I used to hear all the time, everybody's different. That's not true. The products are different. They vary a lot from batch to batch to batch. And if you start to make the products consistent, then people can lean into a reliable outcome. They can get a jar of something, and they can get the effect they're seeking the next time, and the next time, and the next time. And just by controlling formulation and consistency and purity and all of these things that we associate with really high-grade consumer products, we get consistent outcomes. And honestly, that really changes people's lives. When you can reach for something and know what it's going to do each time you use it, that just gives you a level of confidence and relaxes you a little bit and doesn't make you waste your money trying to chase an outcome that you had once. I used to say the worst thing that can happen to people often is they fall in love with a strain at a dispensary, they go back and get that strain again, and they get a different outcome.
Okay. Okay, and well, that's good to know because I mean, I have your jars. I mean, my bar now, the top of my bar is all cannabis, and then I have the alcohol below. And so I take a look, and I have, you know, the rest and the relief and the euphoria, and I go, okay, at night before I go to bed, I mean, is what I do. I take a few hits of the rest, and then I'll take a gummy. I mean, I must say, because the gummy then will last me the whole night, but using your rest will get me to sleep and take care of, you know, those first couple of hours. But just knowing that it's as simple as looking at it. And also, I must say, the packaging is, to me, really nice because, you know, all this childproof stuff that we have to go through and all that. I mean, as seniors, I mean, sometimes opening that stuff is just like, you know, it's impossible. I just go through and I just cut off the top on a lot of this stuff. Plus, why did you go to, you used to have a jar of flower, and now you've gone to pre-rolls. What was the reason for that?
Simplicity and consistency. A lot of people look at ground formulated flower, and they're suspicious of it. It looks like bag shake from back in the day. And honestly, we just felt that the convenience of having these small 0.35 gram pre-rolls, super easy. And it's also kind of dose control, too. You know how much to use.
Okay. Well, that's the thing is, you know, once again, you know how much to use. Plus, I like the pre-rolls because I used to be really good at rolling a joint. But it's been a long time since I've done that. So if I had to be trying to roll it, I would just be totally frustrated. So the convenience of being able to have, as you said, a small pre-roll, that it's just easy for me to use. And I'll just, you know, I'll do, you know, two or three hits, and then I'll put it out and put it back in, you know, in that jar. And so it's really, it's a convenience. And excuse me, at a certain age, you know, convenience is big.
Yeah, for me, I often actually take the cannabis out of the pre-roll and put it in a flower vaporizer because I really like vaporizers. They taste really good. They have a really floral kind of perfumey taste, and no smoke. And so they're really great. And they're super efficient. When you vaporize flower, you have about twice as much cannabinoids available to you because combustion destroys a lot of cannabinoids.
Oh, okay. So is there a certain vape that you, I mean, I haven't used, I mean, I've used, when you had the flower in the jar, you had those great little kind of pipes.
Uh-huh.
And I love that because it was just enough to put in there that it was a great portion control for
yeah,
me.
For sure.
And but
yeah, there are a couple brands of vaporizers I really like. Several are made by a company out of Germany called Storz & Bickel. The Volcano is the most famous one.
Okay, yeah.
Now, that's a tabletop model and kind of big. But they also make portables like the one called the Mighty that are fantastic. They heat up really fast. They taste really great. They're super easy to use. The only drawback is they're not cheap. Most of the really good vaporizers can start, you know, at $350 and go up from there. But like my Volcano, I've had since maybe 2000.
Oh.
So I've had it a really long time, and I've lent it to people, and I've lent it to people who didn't take care of it, and it always comes back, and it always works. So, you know, these things are pretty well built. They're made by a German medical supply company.
So. Okay. And with that, so with vaping versus just, you know, smoking approval, as you
good question. So there's a difference, and the difference is that vaping flower, which is basically heating the flower before it combusts, and when the active ingredients boil off the flower into a vapor, hence vaporization, well, that's like smoking in slow motion. So what happens is different groups of compounds come off the flower at different rates. So what you get is you get vapor of the terpenes first, then vapor of the cannabinoids. And so you have to be patient, because a lot of people will just taste the floral taste, and when it starts to drop, they think they're done. But in fact, the cannabinoids, they don't have any flavor. So you take it a little farther than that, and what happens is it's much more efficient, and it works really well.
Oh, that's it. I did not know that, and I've been imbibing for, as I said, a long time. Well, listen, we need to take a commercial break. And when we come back to Your Best Life, we'll continue talking with Michael of Perfect Blends, more about his work and a lot of the formulations that he does. So thank you, and looking forward to you coming back.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
The charity Keep the Esplanade Beautiful works all year to keep it clean and pristine. One of the ways they raise money is by hosting a fabulous 4th of July fireworks party at Avenue I in Riviera Village. When you buy a ticket, you'll get an afternoon of fun, live music, dancing, and ending with a spectacular firework display over the ocean. But they need help to sponsor the event. If you're a company in or even outside of Redondo Beach and would like to help, call 310-383-9895. 310-383-9895.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Net. I'm here with my guest, Michael Backus, who is the founder of Perfect Blends, a cannabis flower formulating company, and the author of Cannabis Pharmacy. You know, just during the break, we had been talking about the vapes and using like the Volcano and stuff like that. You know, I've been smoking for years, and I wasn't aware of all this. So could you go a little bit more into what really using those kind of machines, I would call it, or vaporizers, what it does because of what you can experience?
Yeah, so as I said, it's vaporizing cannabis flower is literally just heating the flower until vapor comes off. That vapor is the active ingredients that you want to get into your bloodstream, into your brain. And the process is very, very efficient. Once you learn how to use a flour vaporizer, you'll typically buy half the amount of flour that you used to consume, and it doesn't irritate your lungs. Another trick for inhaling cannabis, vapor or smoke, is to sip, don't rip. Most people think that they really have to get as much smoke into themselves as quickly as possible to get an effect. The old thing about you gotta cough to get off. It's simply not true. What is true is if you sip it, don't rip it, you're much more efficient in how you get it into your body. If you're smoking it, you're actually combusting it at a lower temperature. Combusting it at a lower temperature has advantages because when you combust it at a high temperature, you're producing things that you shouldn't really be inhaling.
It's interesting because you're saying that ripping it. I mean, I'm from the old days where you would take in a deep, you know, you take a hit and you'd hold it in and you do all that. You know, if I do that nowadays, I look like I'm an amateur, and it happens to me occasionally. And all of a sudden I'm coughing away and I'm going, you know, I've been really smoking for all these years. I can't believe I feel like an amateur here. But I love that, and the fact that, you know, that it is not as harmful to your lungs, because a lot of seniors, you know, a lot of 50 plus, you know, we used to smoke cigarettes. We stopped smoking cigarettes years ago. So there's been kind of a resistance, you know, to smoking of the cannabis. But with what you're talking as far as vaporizing it and sipping it rather than ripping it, then people just really need to be taught that technique.
It's a harm reduction strategy. So the thing about these harm reduction strategies is we've learned a lot about how cannabis behaves when it's combusted or it's vaporized, and we want to do it optimally. So what you want to do is you can really get a really good clue as to how hot you're combusting cannabis if you're smoking it by paying attention to the color of the cherry when you inhale. You do not want it to go up towards yellow and white. You want to stay in red and orange. That means you're combusting it at a lower temperature. And that's the whole game. You want to consume this stuff at the lowest temperature you can, because you're reducing the amount of harmful byproducts that are being created.
Oh, interesting. In fact, it's very, I mean, to me, I even find it interesting because somebody, I posted something on Facebook today and somebody put on a CNN, you know, an article that's saying that vaping and, you know, smoking cannabis, how bad it was for the lungs and all that. It's just that people haven't been doing it, didn't know how to do it correctly.
Right. What you want to do is you want to reduce the harms you're exposing yourself to as much as possible. Some of the ways to do it are to consume it at a lower temperature, to pay attention to what you're consuming and how much you're consuming. The thing about it is that because of the receptor systems in the body with which cannabis interacts, they react to constant doses of cannabis by reducing the density of those receptors. That has an impact on your health. And so the thing is you want to get the least amount of what's called down regulation as you can. And so the idea is control your dose. It's just that simple. Control your dose, sip, don't rip, vaporize when you can. These are just strategies to make sure that your use of cannabis is as healthy as it can be.
Oh, that's, I mean, I'm intrigued. I mean, this is really amazing because I'm learning things that I haven't learned before. But now we're talking, you know, we're talking about the least, you know, you can do the least for the best health benefits. Now, one of the things that I know that you talk about in your book, The Cannabis Pharmacy, is you talk about how there's, you know, different formulations that you do for different ailments. And being, you know, that 50 plus, you know, we have specific health issues that we're dealing with. So I took a look, and, you know, like you had, you know, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, everybody's talking about that, chronic fatigue syndrome, and, you know, women's health and sexual dysfunction, which we'll get into in a little bit. But like for arthritis or for, you know, fatigue, what do you change up in your formulation to address that?
It's what you want to do is you want to leverage the anti-inflammatory compounds in the plant and get those into people, because it's an inflammatory disorder, arthritis mm-hmm. inflammatory disorder, and what you want to do is maximize the amount of any inflammatory activity that you're delivering to someone. The thing about it is that these inflammatory disorders are often treated with NSAIDs and different medications that potentially can have liver impacts. They can impact your stomach and intestines negatively over time. And what we want to do is kind of give you a nice anti-inflammatory outcome. And that, for a lot of people, will reduce the intensity of pain associated with arthritis.
Okay, so what do you have, what do you formulate in the cannabis to accomplish that?
So what we did was we worked with a company in Israel called Ibna that does cell studies on compounds produced by the cannabis plant. And they identified some compounds that target specific receptors in the body that regulate pain and inflammation. Those include the CB1 receptors, the CB2 receptors, the TRPV1 receptors. It's really complex.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that happens is that when you start to accumulate some evidence that these things actually trigger these receptors in a positive way, then what you can get is formulations, when inhaled, that start to address some of these symptoms associated with arthritis. One of the first people that we tested our Relief product on has had severe rheumatoid arthritis for a really long time and has tried various cannabis preparations to deal with it. And Relief was one of the first ones that really worked for her. So, and it's not really a testimonial because testimonials are not beloved by the FDA.
Okay.
But it's an outcome that was reported to us. And the thing is that it's been reported by more than one person, and we feel that there's something significant there.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a little bit more. You can look at my finger, and, you know, I have some arthritis, I hate to say. Well, we're back to where we need to take another commercial break, and when we come back, we will talk to Michael about his work with developing a cannabis formula that I've tried. I know it's not available anymore, but how I got connected with your company, SexPot. So come on back, and we're going to be talking about sex.
The charity Keep the Esplanade Beautiful works all year to keep it clean and pristine. One of the ways they raise money is by hosting a fabulous 4th of July fireworks party at Avenue I in Riviera Village. When you buy a ticket, you'll get an afternoon of fun, live music, dancing, and ending with a spectacular firework display over the ocean. But they need help to sponsor the event. If you're a company in or even outside of Redondo Beach and would like to help, call 310-383-9895. 310-383-9895.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Net. I'm here with my guest, Michael Backus. Michael is the founder of Perfect Blends, a cannabis flower formulating company, and the author of The Cannabis Pharmacy. As my audience know, I love to talk about sex, especially when combined with cannabis, lubricants, and a vibrator. I mean, to me, cannabis is like a Viagra for women. We finally have a Viagra. But Michael, tell me, I mean, I know that you're not producing this any longer, but when you formulated Sex Pot, which I need to say that I don't smoke very often, but I love the sensual sexual effects of that formulation. It helped relax me. I could feel more sensation in my vagina and my lips and my clit, so it became part of my foreplay. I absolutely loved it. I mean, I have several things that I do in preparation. So tell me how you formulated that, and are you going to be bringing it back, please?
Yeah, we'll definitely be bringing it back. So the thing about SexPot was took a lot of work. We worked on it for about 2 years. And the reason is what we wanted to do was we weren't looking for something to knock people out. We were looking for something to get people to relax and maintain agency, like know what they were doing.
Oh, okay.
Like everything that they were doing were things they wanted to do. We weren't trying to coax anybody into doing something they didn't want to do. And that's really important because a lot of people have looked at cannabis as being something that impairs, and we want it to be something that enhances, as you noted.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole point of it was to try to find out what is it that enhances your mood, your sensation, and your ability to say, I'm very present. So you're not really impaired. And that was our goal, and that's what we got.
Okay. And you said being present, because one of the things that I found when using cannabis with sex is it really helps you focus where you are. Because so many times if you're having sex, all of a sudden you'll hear a noise or you'll think, oh, my God, I forgot to do this. I mean, sadly, instead of focusing on the time that you're spending with your partner or yourself. And so that I really like that. Plus, as I said, the sensation. I mean, I could actually feel like a sensation without, is there more blood flow going into the vagina and the clitoris and the lips or labia? I mean,
I think a lot of it has to do with levels of stimulation and your ability to relax into the experience. And so the thing is that, you know, when you tense up in anything, you restrict blood flow. And so the idea is that the more you relax, the better your circulation is going to be, especially in the parts of the body where you want that circulation.
Okay. And I can tell you it does work, just to let you all know. It definitely does work. Well, let's talk about another thing that I've heard is that, you know, for sex, that men could end up, if they overdo, men can end up with what they call a stoner boner. In other words, a limp dick, so they cannot have penetration. So how does the cannabis affect women differently than men?
Well, I mean, I think the thing is that there are what's called biphasic reactions to cannabis, cannabinoids, terpenes, where it does one thing at one dose, it does another thing at another dose. And so the thing that you're probably noting with stoner boner is simply the idea that somebody has overused it. You don't want to go, people do this with alcohol all the time. Well, men will drink too much and nothing, the hydraulics fail.
Uh-huh.
And so the idea is that you want enough to enhance and kind of concentrate the sense of stimulation so that the hydraulics work. Mm-hmm. And so you can maintain an erection.
Okay. Is there, so should men, I'm an experienced user. So, I mean, I like to layer, you know, before sex, I like to layer. I like to, you know, smoke your product. I like to have a, maybe a beverage or a tea. You know, I like so to have something that kind of hits me immediately. And then like maybe if I do a gummy, then it's about 20 or 30 minutes into having sex that then that's going to kick in. But I'm experienced. What would you recommend for somebody who's just trying it for the first time before
start,
they have?
Start slow, go low. I mean, the idea is that you don't want to try to break any records for how much you consume. If you control your rate of consumption and pay attention to your body's reaction to that consumption, you're probably going to get the outcome you want.
Okay. Okay, very good. Now, what else? What questions haven't I asked you? What should people know about you or people to know about your company or your products that we haven't discussed yet?
Well, we're really proud of what we make our products with. We've been working with a couple of really great cultivators in California, Canacraft, Headwaters. These are organizations that grow very happy, very healthy cannabis. We get whole cannabis flower and we mill it for our joints. We mix it with high terpene extract, which is a live resin extraction where you take the oil off the plant, collect it. We mix it with our terpene blends that we get from our partners in Israel. And what you get is a intensified, concentrated cannabis product that has the same outcome every time. But what goes into it is the best. We just try to get the best ingredients possible.
Okay, so it's kind of like having a good wine. So from, you know, an inexpensive wine to the wine that you get all the smells and the taste and all that. So really what you have here is a high-end cannabis product.
No question. We don't really price it as a high-end product, but what we do deliver is we deliver the absolutely best product we can.
Okay, but that's interesting.
And we lab test it, so we can prove it.
And that's the thing, is that we've talked about this before, but lab testing, so that people can see what they are getting and that you've tested it so it doesn't have the limited pesticides, herbicides, all of those things. And if people would look at the certificate of analysis, they would see the percentages of what is, you know, in your product or, you know, any cannabis product, who goes through that process, which we all want them to be doing, so we know what we're consuming.
Yeah, we work with SC Labs and in Santa Cruz, and we've been working with them since the beginning. They're a super reliable lab. I've known the founders of the lab for years. There aren't that many really great cannabis labs in California. It's a really, really hard thing to do well, and a lot of people take shortcuts and they inflate their results, et cetera, et cetera. SC colors within the lines.
Okay. And that's really important because some people don't realize that, you know, you get product and let's say you were getting, I hate to say, a CBD product in the in like a CVS, and it had nothing in it compared to what it said it had. So, okay. Well, I have to say that I really want people to know, you know, about, I'm so pleased with the information you've given. And if people want to get your product, where do they go to?
The best place to start is our website, perfect-blends.com, and we'll steer you in the right direction.
Okay, that's very good. Well, thank you, Michael, for being my guest. And always remember, as Michael said, there's a statement in the industry, low and slow. I mean, nothing is worse than planning a hot, sexy, pleasurable time with your partner or yourself and then being too high to enjoy it. So once again, I want to thank you, Michael, perfect-blends.com, for being my guest and for the work that he's doing to help so many people have a better, healthier life.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year, but we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The charity Keep the Esplanade Beautiful works all year to keep it clean and pristine. One of the ways they raise money is by hosting a fabulous 4th of July fireworks party at Avenue I in Riviera Village. When you buy a ticket, you'll get an afternoon of fun, live music, dancing, and ending with a spectacular firework display over the ocean. But they need help to sponsor the event. If you're a company in or even outside of Redondo Beach and would like to help, call 310-383-9895. 310-383-9895.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Net. I'll start with the positive. Remember that Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, KEB, holds a first Saturday sweep, a.k.a. a trash cleanup on the Esplanade. Please join us the first Saturday of the month at 9 o'clock at Avenue I and the Esplanade in Riviera Village. Also, I'm really excited to announce that there's $100,000 that has been allocated from the John Parsons Public Art Fund for more public art on the Esplanade. This has been on KEB project list for over 7 years, and it's finally going to happen. Still going to take a while, so I'll keep you updated. Well, but it's been a hard few weeks in Redondo. The mayor died. Although Bill Brann and I didn't see eye to eye on many things, it was sad that he suffered with lung cancer for 4.5 years. But what's even worse is the way the city council appointed a new mayor. It was not transparent nor democratic, and it may have even violated some laws. By the way, I even offered to serve my community as mayor. Here to discuss this is Linda McKenzie. She's an author, a radio host, a renowned psychic, and owner of HealthyLife.net. Plus, she has been an involved Redondo resident for how many years?
Too long.
So she knows the skinny on most of what goes on. You know, I heard you on your Monday morning rant and rave talking about the appointment of Jim Light as the mayor of Redondo Beach, and you were not positive. Linda, tell me why.
Well, actually, I was positive, because what happens is we cannot be positive unless we have facts. And we, most of the media these days, of course, don't give you the real facts. So we here at HealthyLife.net do give you the facts. So it's actually very positive, so people can understand what's going on. So, and they're just not being force-fed. First of all, Bill is over on the other side, and I'm sure God's giving him an earful, and it's just the way it is. And however, the city council over there I used to call them the bully boy Bill Brand gang. Okay, that's what I used to call them. But the problem is that Bill Brand is really a legend in their own minds. they're not even real. There's a memorial for him, right, on March 3rd. And they think that Bill was doing so many good things for the city. In fact, he didn't. He got the city into 8 lawsuits that were unnecessary. He stopped a lot of things that could not be good, and he did it by Jim Light in the background writing up initiatives that were very confusing for a lot of the seniors here in North Redondo back in the day when they first started. But so they're having this memorial for him on March 3rd, and they really think that Bill was very well loved and respected and everything here. But most of the time here in Redondo, we have, I think, about 66,000 people or something here. And it's actually, since they've been in office, 6% have left of all of Redondo residents. Of course, that's part of the pandemic and the high cost of rents and living here in California. But I thought it was interesting. Out of the 66,000 people that are here, there's only 35 people are going out of 66,000. So they kind of think, unfortunately, here in Redondo, nobody really gets involved in the politics except for a very small few. Okay, about 7,000 out of that 66,958. I got it in front of my nose now. And, but what happens is that, the reason that people aren't involved is because the issues are never able to get passed or go through in a lot of ways. Because they have an agenda. They do only what they want to do. And especially this bully boy gang is really, really bad. I mean, they're, disrespectful. I know that with Laura MD, they had, in emails called her, that they didn't want to deal with her and that she was, she was fat and she was this. I mean, things that you just don't do, And so when I was feeling and seeing a lot of these things going on, I sat there and I said, what's going on? And I said, well, we've got Nils Narenheim. I just kind of did a little research on him today and I thought it was kind of funny. I said, why is the leadership here in Redondo not good? And then I realized because none of them have any leadership skills. Bill Brand was very happy to tell everybody to think that he was like a airline pilot, but he really wasn't. He brought the planes in. Now, I was in the airlines as a datacom engineer, very high up in the airlines for 18 years. And believe me, if you're just bringing the planes in, with your hands and doing the crew scheduling that, and you did that for 30 years and you're not going any higher, something's a little off about your leadership skills. Then you have Nils Narenheim, and he owns a consulting company, a computer company. But guess what? It's based in San Pedro. Why doesn't he have an office here in Redondo, if he lives in Redondo? But aside from that, this wonderful consulting company, I went to check out his website, and his website's not even up. Okay, so you have a website company where your website's not up. Well, that's exactly how they deal with the city. It's all the fluff, They've gotten the city to pay for their lawsuits. I mean, he was vandalous. He was barred from one of the establishments in Redondo, and he went in and he just started pulling things off the wall like a bully. Mm-hmm. And they sued him, and he got the city of Redondo to pay for it.
$95,000 of our money went to defend his drunken behavior.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right. But that's eight of that. Okay. So, everything right now in this thing is ego and bullyism. That's what I think. Now, Jim Light has been the ear in the back. He was the one that actually started writing the referendums for Bill to be mayor. And he did it, as I said, in such a way that nobody understood it. And then aside from that, he has been on a lot of committees. He's actually sued the city of Redondo Beach and won $500,000 that the city had to pay. And
this is our tax money.
This is our tax money that this guy is in doing this. And so I've got a new name for him, because the reason that he got elected, first off, Scott Barrendon, whatever his last name is.
But the District 5 City Council.
Yeah. He came in and he sent out an email. And he said, we'd like to know a little bit about what you would like to do with this new mayor election. So I filled it out and I said, well, let's put Laura MD in there. I mean, she was a city councilwoman for a long time. She knows the politics. You don't want to have somebody in there that has no, political experience. You don't want somebody in there that has been just appointed to all of his conservancies and whatever, or starting the companies that sue the city that you want to run. So, it's just inane. So I had put that down, and the very next day, they just grandfathered him in, saying that Bill was on his deathbed and he wanted him to be mayor. And then Jim Light, tearfully with the crocodile tears, saying, oh, as if this wasn't what he wanted from the whole beginning, but he ran for city council. He couldn't even get in. Okay. So, what we have to do is we have to be very, very careful of him. And I'm now calling him Prince Jimmy Bob Light. Because, apparently we have a monarchy here in that. But like I said, we're watching them. And so if anybody has anything to report, you know, please give us a tip here at HRN News at 7. You know, we'll put it on the news. Anyway, that's what I got.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And, you know, I want to thank everybody for listening to this. And if you want to listen to prior shows, always go to healthylife.net to my archive. And also my show is repeated on the South Beach Saturdays at 8 a.m. So until next time, to health, happiness, and living your best life.
The charity Keep the Esplanade Beautiful works all year to keep it clean and pristine. One of the ways they raise money is by hosting a fabulous 4th of July fireworks party at Avenue I in Riviera Village. When you buy a ticket, you'll get an afternoon of fun, live music, dancing, and ending with a spectacular firework display over the ocean. But they need help to sponsor the event. If you're a company in or even outside of Redondo Beach and would like to help, call 310-383-9895. 310-383-9895.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.